Okay, well, Sarah and Mary Beth are with us. They are with the Western UP Convention and Visitors Bureau. And first, Sarah, let's talk about your business. What is your business? And then pass it over to your comrade there.
Okay, so Mary Beth is the president of the Lake Ogebic Area Chamber of Commerce as well as a business owner. She has AJ's Lodge and Oven on the north end of Lake Ogebic. And then I, as the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, my husband and I also own the Timbers Resort, which is on the north end of Lake Ogebic as well. So we put our heads together before the holidays, and we had reached out to several Western UP businesses and expressed concern for not only the lack of snow during Christmas and New Year's, but also the bleak January forecast. So we knew back in December that we were in for a rough season, and there's no going back and making that up. That revenue is gone. So together as the CVB and the Lake Ogebic Chamber, we reached out to businesses in Ogebic and Ontonagon counties and compiled some data on estimated losses in December, which actually was at the end of December, so they were actual losses for December, and then forecasts for losses for the month of January.
Okay, so yeah, what goes into that? Is it comparing what revenue did come in compared to previous years?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so what have you found?
So we found that there was a significant. We reached out to all the businesses. First of all, the businesses were coming to us, and they're saying, look, we're concerned we're not going to be able to make our mortgage and our bills. You know, I can't keep my employees on full time. And the suppliers, you know, like, for example, our beer bill for New Year's was $44. And that impacts my distributors and their employees. And it has a trickle-down effect throughout the economy. So we reached out. We got responses from 43 businesses because we wanted to approach our state representatives. We wanted to approach the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, but we wanted to kind of have some information so that we weren't just speaking off the cuff. We had some actual numbers to share with them about the impact that this, people are calling it a silent hurricane, is having on the region. You know, our businesses are strong, but in the past 3 years, these businesses have had to combat COVID, post-COVID, high gas prices, a national labor shortage, and now a winter season, a season that accounts for more than 80% of some of these local businesses' annual revenue, and now there's no snow. No snow in Christmas week, no snow in New Year's, and now we're sitting at Martin Luther King with empty rooms, and quite frankly, we had more people that were milling around here during COVID than we actually have up here right now.
And so our local community has been really great and supportive in supporting all the local businesses. And then it's also heartwarming to see that, like, some of my snowmobilers, a couple of them said, hey, we're not going to cancel. We're still going to come up. We're going to fish. And then they'll go to lunch at this restaurant, dinner at another restaurant, and so on and so forth. So we're really grateful for that. And this support from them and locals has helped keep the doors open for many of us. And keeping the doors open, that also helps out all of our vendors, suppliers, and employees, the whole trickle down. I mean, even to the snowplow guy. So.
Well, we just got a big snowstorm, so does that help?
Yes, it helps. I mean, it does.
It does. It does, but it's not, we need more. I mean,
right.
There were some snowmobilers out there yesterday. We could hear them up in the bluffs, and I had four young guys that came and stayed Saturday night, and they rode all day. But it's a beginning.
Right. We can hope for some more accumulation this week. Temperatures are going to help. You know, maybe that'll kick in with Mother Nature, lake effect snow off Lake Superior. That's what we can hope. And we're being very positive about everything. We did receive a response from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. We're currently having dialogue, and they indicated that they're putting together some internal work groups on this topic that are coordinated in conjunction with the Outdoor Recreation Industry Office. They've assured us that they're going to leave no stone unturned in trying to find any resources that may be available. So what we're looking for them, we're looking for our state representatives and the MEDC to help us with some resources to address our biggest tourism challenge, which is our seasonality. So we're hoping by partnering, maybe we can partner with Pier Michigan and UP Travel, and we can get some resources that can help us salvage the rest of this season and help us plan for 2024. So maybe we can make up some of these losses from the early part of our season. Tomorrow, we're hosting a strategic planning session with local area businesses where we're getting together and we're going to start putting together some action items and some strategies and tactics. We've also have dialed our members into the Michigan Small Business Development Council, who have one-on-one consulting services that are free. And the Gogebic College is also putting on an 8-week marketing
online class. I signed up for it last night, so it starts on Tuesday, and it's an hour every Tuesday afternoon for the next 8 weeks. And Mary Beth's son, Anthony, also signed up for their business. So we sent it out to all of our Convention and Visitor Bureau members and also to all the chambers in our area. So hopefully that will have a great turnout and help in this situation as well.
We're just trying to...
Okay, anything else before we close the interview, ladies, that you would like the people around the UP to know about what you're up against over there?
Well, we're not taking this lying down. We're proactive. We're getting in front of it. We're trying to make some, you know, plans, and we're just looking for some marketing resources, some help, and just hope that we get a really big snowfall.
And do that snow dance, right?
Keep on doing the snow dance. Thanks to all that are coming out. We really, really appreciate it. I know our employees do as well.